Wake up. Mama, you gonna wake up the rest of the bitches.
Oh, wake us up, y'all.
Yeah.
Did you wake me up?
Yes, I woke you up. On the wake up.
They don't wanna hear that Malcolm X shit. Man, yes they do, they need that shit.
Now we give them a little something called a stay woke up.
On the wake up.
Wake up!
We pay for water and shit.
Hello? Hello, anybody home? Huh? Think, McFly, think.
Wake up!
On the wake up.
Wake up! Wake up!
Son, you're gonna have to use something a lot stronger than coffee. Let's make some wake up juice.
On the wake up.
Peace, peace. All right, live from FEMA Region 2. Back at it one more time on the Wake Up Radio, your host Kazi the Cutlass this evening. Big shout out to super producer Cindy Ashby for bringing us all together. Shout out to the whole On the Wake Up Radio family. Make sure y'all go check out the archives at YouTube, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. Click the like button, let us know that you appreciate the content, and definitely share this content with whoever you know that's on the wake up. Anyone you know that may be ready for this information. Back one more time with us, our friend, the plants are surviving, Anthony, right?
Yes, sir.
Welcome back, brother man. How you doing?
Thank you for having me. Yeah. Hanging in there, man. Since I've gone on your radio show, they've been really coming at me hard. I don't have a very large following, but you're still able to be shadow banned. At the present moment, I can't search for a hashtag or a username at all. Like, if I type any usernames in the search field, it says cannot load or retry. Another thing that's happened since coming on is a lot of posts get censored. Like, I'm not able to click videos. I've taken screenshots of this. If I hit the reload button, it's inactive. It does nothing. So I've gotten censored a little bit more than I already have been since coming on here. But like I said, my goal is to just try to spread awareness on this. It's not an easy thing to talk about, but it's just something that I feel is necessary. If it could even help one other targeted individual out there, maybe give them some hope or let them know that they're not the only one going through it. So.
Right. And so this right here, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't catch our last interview, definitely go to one of those platforms I mentioned and check it out. So this is, you know, I don't even want to say part two, because this is a continuation of the conversation. And hopefully we have a lot more of these as the future, you know, as we move into the future. But where did you want to start this one off?
So just basically some of the new tactics that they've used in my gang stalking program. It is something that I haven't experienced yet. I'm a year and a half into being gang stalked. My targeting started around October of 2018. It started with my phone getting hacked. I got a strange text message. The phone number, like the format of the phone number, was like 12 digits. There were a lot of zeros in it and just random numbers. It wasn't following their standard format. And when I clicked on it, my phone started to bug out. And literally
to bug out. What does that mean?
It would glitch a lot. A lot of the tiles, like, you know, when you hold the tile icon on an iPhone, they start to jiggle a little bit. It was kind of like that, but without having to touch anything. Like, they would just start jiggling automatically. My phone was freezing a lot. Sometimes it would turn off by itself if it had, you know, a charge, like a significant charge of at least 50% or more. It would still turn off by itself randomly. I started to get a lot of strange emails that were relevant to like things I was doing or things I had been discussing, but these were actual emails. And in my highlight reel, I have like a bunch of these with little notes next to them. So it started with that. And then at the time, the iPhone app, it's now called Find My. It used to be called Find Friends. And that's something where you could share your location, where a friend could ping you and see where, you know. So one day, like, a friend of mine and I were gonna hang out, and she was sending me her ETA so that I could know when to expect her. And I noticed the phone number tracking me. It was an 805 area code. At that point in time, I didn't know anybody with the area code of 805. So immediately I did some research. I typed the name in the DuckDuckGo, or rather the phone number, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And it loaded up search results for a guy that worked in DevOps and securities in the IT field. I found his LinkedIn page, and so I called the phone number on there, and I confront him. And I asked him, you know, who he was, why he was tracking my location.
Mm-hmm.
And he identified himself as a debt collector. And that's when I interrupted him and I told him it doesn't matter if you are a debt collector, it's still illegal to track someone's location. He immediately became defensive, very combative. And at that point he had hung up on me, so I didn't get any answers. And fast forward to February 26, 2019, that's the day my stalking became overt. That's when the vehicle started, you know? It was 3-4 vehicles in an entire day of driving, and they would flash this blinking LED device. It kind of looked like the ones you'd purchase when your vehicle breaks down. It's like the emergency flashing light.
Right.
These cars would be using that. Like, each person that would do this at random times of the day would have this device, and they'd be holding it up, pointing it at my vehicle as they were tailing me or flashing their headlights. So it started with that.
And when was this, the LEDs? When did that start with the cars?
That started on February 26th, 2019.
Okay, that was February 26th. Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. And another thing that would happen is if I would be somewhere in public, people would get really close in my personal space. I mean, really close, and start to cough. They would do this like exaggerated fake cough. Mm-hmm. And you know, sometimes people are rude, they don't have manners, like that kind of stuff happens in this world. It's just the reality of it. But when it happens with such frequency, like throughout the course of a week, throughout the span of months, it's like, come on, like, this shit is not normal. It's not normal. It's not just regular people being people, you know, it's just.
Right, exactly.
So it started with people getting close to my personal space, but not only that, they would start mentioning very personal details, like stuff that I was doing in my home. They would repeat verbatim bits of conversations that I had had on the phone that week, or stuff that was discussed in my home. And it's to let you know that, you know, you're being watched. It's to mess with you psychologically. And so I was shocked, you know, I couldn't believe what was happening. The truth is stranger than fiction. And at this point, I had never heard of gang stalking, like, at all. I didn't know what a targeted individual was. I had no idea of the existence of such programs. And my targeting has been going on 18 months now. And, you know, 18 months ago, if someone told me this was happening to them, I probably would have thought they were crazy. I would have thought, you know, they were maybe schizophrenic or delusional or paranoid. But, you know, this is very much real, unfortunately. It's not mental illness. There's thousands of people globally reporting going through this kind of stuff. And everyone can't be having a collective hallucination, especially when the stories are so similar. Like, a lot of the TIs I've spoken to or have seen content from on YouTube giving their accounts, there are a lot of, you know, shocking similarities. And there's a doctor named Dr. John Hall. And if you type in his name, if you're interested in researching this, he's written 2 books about it. He's on YouTube and he gives very detailed interviews. And what's important is that Dr. John Hall is one of the most credible voices in the targeted individual community, given his medical credentials and, you know, the fact that he's still practicing medicine. Like, this guy doesn't have a mental illness.
Right, right. Yeah, and I just typed him up and pulled something up. It says gang stalking, mind control, and cults. The 6 phases of organized stalking from Dr. John Hall's Guinea Pigs, Technologies of Control. Yeah, there's a lot of information on him right here. I'm definitely going to look into him. Folks, Dr. John Hall. Yeah, please continue. Yeah, please continue, bro.
And then there's, you know, Ted Gunderson. And the reason I bring these people up is because the way our society is structured, the way we're conditioned is, people usually hold people with titles in high esteem. And that's understandable, but just given the fact that he's still practicing medicine, you know, they haven't taken away his licensure despite their attempts. You know, it's just credible voices and sources that you can cite to reference to this. And, you know, there's Ted Gunderson. He was an ex FBI agent who had retired, I think, in the late 70s, early 80s. and they ultimately ended up poisoning him, but he gave a lot of accounts on gang stalking. So that's another credible source that you can, you know, if you want to research into it, because there are a lot of disinformation agents out there. There's a lot of people claiming that they're targeted, and they make just really outlandish claims to try to discredit the general TI population in case people want to look into this. So just be mindful of that. There are a lot of paid agents and shills that are trying to discredit us actively. And since coming on the show, you know, I've even posted some screenshots of some of the messages or comments I've received lately. And they'll say things like, you know, are you sure it's not a brain tumor? Are you sure it's not a mental illness?
Right. Anything to discourage you, right? And discourage the conversation.
Pretty much. Okay.
Let me ask you, is there any kind of unified front as far as amongst targeted individuals?
Is there any kind of unified front? You know, there are some organizations like Targeted Justice, but that website doesn't seem legitimate to me, in all honesty. Just from reading some of the stuff on there to some of the other accounts I've heard from other targeted individuals, it's not a really credible resource. But there's, you know, fightgangstalking.com. They try to hold, you know, targeted individual rallies. I think there's one in Washington, D.C. annually where people go to, you know, protest or try to get their voices out there. But this gets discredited. It hasn't been really, I mean, it's recognized, but it's not really accepted because they want to just write it out. Mental illness.
Right. Now, because what I'm thinking, like, even beyond rallies and marches and, you know, protests, like, what about, let's say you have 100 targeted individuals in one part of a city, you know, or in one area, some kind of support system or network where they can come to each other's aid. Is there anything like that? And if there's not, we encourage people to build that type of support system right now, because again, in the end of the day, we're dealing with people. Like, well, okay, what does it look like? What does the algorithm look like if you have 5-10 targeted individuals in one place together? Because, I mean, I was speaking with one individual who I believe is a TI, and he's been describing things to me for years, you know, years. And this is why this topic for me, it's kind of personal, because I've seen it, like, I've observed people going through it and never really knew what it was. I really learned the terminology targeted individual probably 2015, 2016. I had heard it before, but never paid too much attention. Then when I actually looked at it, I started reading. I said, oh, shoot, like, I know a couple people who have been going through this type of thing. And that's what really rang my alarm, because I said, damn, like, I didn't know how to interpret what they were going through, because it sounded like they were crazy, but I knew that they weren't crazy. And then they didn't have the vocabulary to really talk about what was going on, because how do you tell somebody, every time I come out the door, the horn honks, or, you know what I mean, there's someone following me, you know? But, like, speaking with one of these individuals, this person came to the conclusion that at any given time in his area, there may be 100 people who are kind of on call, you know?
Exactly.
Things started happening to his vehicle. Like, just wild, crazy shit. The honeypot thing, you know what I mean? Like, crazy stuff. And I'm just a witness to all of this, you know? And then finally coming to the conclusion, wait, there might be something a little deeper going on right now, you know? So just having that type of support network, if it's not there, then targeted individuals unite right now.
There really aren't any really support resources. I mean, you come across TIs on social media, you know, whether it be through YouTube or Instagram. That's the two main places I found targeted individuals personally. But there's a lot of distrust among the community, and for good reason, you know?
Right.
When you go through something as traumatic as this, and you meet TIs that later on down the road, and this is months into getting to know them, they tell you stuff like, everything is manipulation, including us getting to know each other. That makes you distrust, because that's happened to me, you know? This woman pretended to be a targeted individual. She had pictures of her husband, pictures of her children, and she came into my life around the time that I had made a post on my story about, like, you know, some of the most important things in life are family and starting one and just, you know, having that kind of, you know, united family. and this chick follows me, and conveniently she posts pictures of her husband and her children. So she, you know, presented as a TI. We would talk every now and then. And then about a few months into knowing her, about 3-4 months, that's when she made that comment, you know, just remember everything is manipulation, including us having gotten to know each other, including everything I've said to you. And I have screenshots to prove this shit. Like, I'm not making it up. I could show you, I'll send you them actually when this ends, brother. And she sent that. And not only that, I don't know why she would do this. Right now I'm frozen on the screen. I have like the dumbest.
Yeah, I still hear your voice. I still hear you though. We hear you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? You can't hear me. Yeah, we're gonna cut it. Listen, folks. Prime example of what we're talking about. You know, last time we came out, we never really had issues with this feed that we're using right now. But every now and again, there's a glitch in the matrix, and this, you just witnessed a glitch right there. We're gonna bring our friend back in right now, but yeah, it happens, ladies and gentlemen. It happens. You know, this is a serious conversation, and there are people out there who don't want us to have this conversation. This is unique because I haven't seen the audio get cut off at this point. Thank you, my man. Thank you. Burn that Palo. This is new to me, the audio getting cut off, but still having the video. You know, that's what happened last time, too.
Yeah, it's to basically, you know, try to throw you off, to let them know, you know, to let you know that they're watching.
Yeah. Yep. We're watching them, too. And that's, you know.
So, back to what I was talking about. I think where we left off was the targeted individual that turned out to be they're called perps. That's like the technical like jargon in the community for targeted individuals. So people involved they're called perps. They're the ones that they have on call, like you mentioned, that they dispatch to, you know, places you go to shop, places you go to conduct business, just pretty much want to know how is this funded. You know, 21 trillion went missing shortly before 9/11. I don't want to make things, but I mean, there's no trace of where that money went. And they're, you know, called black budgets. So that's just to answer the question to fund this shit, because they more than likely paid these
people
to stop.
Hold on. You're glitchy right now. Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You can hear me.
Okay.
I want you to say what you said again, because that was very choppy. I want you to repeat what you said. Okay, go. Yeah, refresh it. Good.
It keeps coming in.
Yeah, cut it. We're going to come back. Folks, this is what happens. You know, he was mentioning the what is it, $2.3 trillion that went missing from the Pentagon before 9/11. That was the thing, you know, Donald Rumsfeld came on, was talking about it on September 10th, and then September 11th, 9/11 happened. They were talking about auditing the Pentagon. I think the section where the auditors were is the place that got hit on the Pentagon, actually. I think they all died. So, and, you know, we never found out what happened to that money, led on to other things, but our guest was talking about how, you know, people ask how this is funded. Black budget stuff. Black budget. You know, on this network, we talk about Operation Gladio regularly. If y'all don't know, just look up Operation Gladio, G-L-A-D-I-O, to give you an idea of the infrastructure that is in place to conduct these type of operations. Operation Gladio. Those are the secret soldiers. Those are the super soldiers. That's the stay-behind army. They deal, and it's closely related to the drug trade and the weapons trade. Okay, so if you want to talk about how this type of stuff is funded, our guest was talking about the black budget, plain and simple. Please continue, bro.
So I mean, the crazy thing about this is, like, this isn't pleasant for me to talk about, you know, like, quite frankly, it's embarrassing because I have to put myself out there. They pretty much stifle all aspects of your life. They try to sabotage literally everything. It makes it really hard to get back on your feet financially. Like, especially right now, everyone's going through it. But this is nothing new to me. Like, I've been isolated since my targeting started, so I'm used to this. Like, this...
Right.
The current events right now aren't what have me stretched. It's the fact that, you know, the targeting, but, you know...
Right.
They really hit you financially. They make it so where, you know, they slander you everywhere. They ruin future prospects. You know, people that you initially make contacts with eventually fall off, or there's, you know, they just disappear.
And, right.
It's just, it's really tough. And Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about how your body can't discern between recalling a traumatic memory or actually actively living it in real time. So even just like I said, talking about this is very anxiety inducing. Most of the day, you know, I dissociate, I get intrusive flashbacks of a lot of the traumatic shit that has happened to me since my experience. So it is a psychological war. But as well as a physical one too, because you know the people following you, getting close in your personal space. I've had dead animals placed in the vent grill of my car on multiple occasions.
Right, you were saying last time, right? Yeah. You were talking about, even before you got cut off, you were talking about the funding, like how's it funded. But then you were going to go to another point, I think. Remember what you were going to say? Because you were talking about people always ask you, like...
Yeah, some of the tactics that they employ. Uh-huh. Some of the tactics that they employ. So lately, this is something I've read about, but had never experienced personally, but it's something called honey traps. And basically what a honey trap is it's something that they'll send to a pro and eventually try to either set you up somehow. Honey traps have been known to plant drugs as... They've been known to, you know, try to sabotage them, poison them, just try to get them caught up in some kind of illegal activity. And the way I was
able to... Right. Hey. Volume. Yes. Volume again. You see this? Look at this. Every time my man goes in and talk about... volume gets cut. This is goofiness right here. This is, hey, Cindy, shout out to super producer Cindy Ashby. We don't usually get it this bad, do we? This is downright disrespectful right here. Yeah, absolutely. Out of the blue BMX, all part of your spiritual warfare as well. That's right. That's right. Because this is spiritual warfare right here, you know? Yeah, they need to crack people's mentals. Once they crack people mentally, then they have access to their bodies, their mind and their bodies. This is a war for people's souls right now, in a literal sense. And I think we don't realize exactly the implications of that right now. Like, it's some cool shit to say, right? Some spicy shit. You're in a war for your soul. What the fuck is this? You're in a war for your soul. But in actuality, like, because what happens with these targeted individuals, a lot of times they're driven... insane. They're driven to suicide, driven to conduct acts, criminal acts, where they may even assault their stalkers, you know, and then they really catch hell because law enforcement is right there waiting for them, right? Sweet honey caramel. Yeah, every time he talks, every time he's about to go in on some different type of content, that's when the glitches start. Back with us, brother?
Yeah, I can hear
you. All right, cool. Cool. Yeah, please continue.
So with the honey traps, so basically you send attractive females to you. They'll try to, you know, try to sleep with you like this girl did. So she initially presented herself as somebody interested in learning about targeted individuals. From there progressed to, you know, I posted a video of me going on a hike one day and she was like, hey, you know, I want to go with you. Take me with you next time. And it's like, I told her straight out, like, I'm very... selective of who I allow in my inner circle. As a matter of fact, I don't even have an inner circle. Like, I don't really, it's hard to trust people. Like, you know, my best friend of 18 years dropped out all of a sudden. You know, she bailed out of my life with no good explanation. She just started acting really strange. And this has happened with most of the friends that I've had. And, you know, some of them think you're crazy. They think you're on some other shit. So, anyway.
Yeah. And a lot of times we don't know how those friends and family members have been compromised as well. Did somebody say something to them? They say, listen, you do this and that, or cut this person out of your life, or this and that, you know? Because even when you talk about this honey trap, like, this is something that even you saw it a lot in the Black Panther, the Black Power era in this country with the COINTELPRO program, where you had feds, women and men, but think about a woman that works for the feds and now has a baby for you, but is still working for the feds. That's a sick and twisted individual right there, okay? Yeah. Men and women get married to federal agents who, you know what I mean, living long lives with them. Like, what kind of fucking program is that? And that was going on in the 70s. What do they have now, 30, 40, 50 years later?
Exactly. So yeah, this chick, like, I posted a little on my story, some video of the hike that I was on, and she's like, hey, you know, take me with you, like, next time, like, I want to come. Or so I told her, you know, I'm very careful of who I allow in my life. And we got to talking about other stuff, spirituality. She seemed really interested in learning about TIs. So eventually she's like, you know, hey, like, I go to this sesh, it's called a sesh, like, you meet up in Los Angeles and they have places where people that grow weed, like, they'll go there and they'll basically sell their merchandise. It's like a open market.
Right. Event.
So she's like, you know, why don't you come out to one of the sessions? Like, you know, do you smoke? And I told her, you know, things they try to do to discredit you is say that we.
Really? Oh my gosh. This is insane. This is insane. Yeah. Wow. Now, if nothing else, ladies and gentlemen, we're just putting this on record. We're just putting this on record for, you know, future generations, because this is real life right here, you know? And it takes all of us. It takes a village. The more of us that are familiar with this content, the more we can kind of intervene and interject. You know, you may hear a piece of information that sparks something in you. Come back and tell us, share it, you know, share in the comments. These videos are posted all over the different platforms. Comment on the video, or excuse me, comment on these interviews and these audios. Y'all thinking anything you listen to on SoundCloud and you have some comments, shoot it on SoundCloud. Shoot the comments in, you know, anywhere. Put the information down, because like we said, it takes a village, okay? If nothing else, we're going to put this on record for the future generations. Oh, yeah, honey, sweet honey caramel. Yeah, they're listening. Of course they're listening. Of course they're listening, because this is serious conversation right here. Ready, bro?
Yeah.
All right, go. Please continue right there. You're talking about the honey traps.
Yeah, so from there, like, you know, it progressed to her trying to invite me out to go to these weed events. You know, why don't you come check it out? You know, we have other stuff, too, that you could get. And I was like, other stuff like what? And, you know, I rarely use social media, but when I would, sometimes I would post pictures of mushrooms, pictures of LSD if I was going to do it that night, you know? So they knew, like, they kind of get to know you based off of the stuff you post on, you know, when they follow you covertly, you know, the places you shop, they get a profile of you, basically. They know what you like, what you don't like, and they tailor right. How they tailor your program. So this chick, like, starts mentioning acid and mushrooms and, you know, I could get you DMT. And I had already read that, you know, some of these tactics they do are to try to get you to do drugs so that they could dismiss your claims and say it's drug-induced psychosis, which there isn't, you know. I used to smoke weed heavily. You know, I wouldn't do drugs, but I would smoke weed. I consider it a plant medicine more than a drug. But, you know, since my targeting began, I don't really smoke weed. It's very rare, you know. Months will go. And doesn't the targeting any less. Doesn't make it subside. This isn't in your head. It's not drug-induced.
Right.
So I told her, you know, like, I'm pretty broke right now. Like, financially, I'm not doing well. As a targeted individual, they make it really hard. And she's like, oh, that's okay. Like, I'll bring it to you. Don't worry, I got you. Mm. And it's like, how does somebody that you've only known for a few weeks, if that, be like wasting their own money to buy you mushrooms and drugs? So then she goes, you know, I could get cocaine. And, you know, unfortunately, I've dabbled in that before when I was forced to resign from my job at the college. Like, I've worked at the college for almost 10 years. So after I had been forced to resign, you know, I kind of went down a spiral. I will admit that I tried committing suicide with cocaine. Like, I would buy, like, large quantities, and this was only, like, on one or two occasions, though. And I would snort the whole eight ball in one night. But I was never, you know, a coke head. This was something I did out of, you know, duress and the stress from having been forced to resign. And this wasn't a continual thing. This only happened on two occasions. But they knew this because they monitor you. Like, they just, you know, this could be going, you could be tracked and being sorted. This, you know, we're all surveilled to a certain extent. So when we're offering something as innocent as weed to, you know, I get all this other stuff too, by the way. Or I'll take it to you. After I told her I didn't really have the money for weed. So then I told her, you know, no, I'm good. You know, let's get to know each other a little more first. If you want to, like, meet up eventually, we could probably go on a hike. Everybody that comes in your life. Not everybody's a perpetrator. Right. Not everybody's an idiot. So then she became really, really pushy, quit lagging it. You know, I want to see you. And finally one day, and excuse my language if I say this, but I have the screenshots of this. She's like, I was just trying to get to know you and pick your brain and see what you know and get some dick. Like, she said this straight out, like, excuse my language. And then so she goes, you know,
plus,
like,
a lot on this network.
She made it, I mean, she said it straight out, like, I'm trying to get some dick, give me some dick, or if not, then, like, you know, fuck off. Like, those were her words. And so that was just, that gave her away. You know, from there I blocked her and I didn't bother communicating with her after that. But that was my experience for the first time with the honey trap thing. So it's just blatant. I mean, how is somebody you barely know going to throw themselves at you that badly and also try to bring up all this other, you know, illegal shit?
Right.
Set you up.
Yeah. I mean, we hear a lot about these honey traps, just the different versions of them. But yeah, man, it's pretty horrific. The fact, and you know, one thing you reminded me too, when it comes to different types of agents and infiltration, they it's like they have certain budgets for it, you know? And someone who's going to be with a target for a prolonged period of time, it's like, what budget is that on? What, you know, what timeline is that on? Because just like you were saying, she wanted to put this other stuff on you and get you, give you access to all these different types of drugs. It's like, what's their timeline when it comes to gang stalkers, you know? Okay, do they get credits for, you know, if they get you in a week versus a month versus 6 months? Like, after 2 months, do they have someone riding on them? Like, hey, listen, you got to make your numbers. You got to make your quotas. You know what I mean? That's just something to think about, because just studying this a little bit, there's a lot of questions. Yeah. We had some questions, too.
I try to deviate away and stay away from speculation.
Right. We had a question. Somebody was asking, a Sweet Honey Caramel was asking, are you scared? Does this stuff scare you? She said, are you afraid knowing that they are targeting you? Whoa.
Am I scared?
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, I'm a human being at the end of the day. To try to just ignore it, it's not that easy. When I said, you know, can you hear me?
Wow. This is terrible.
Lost my train of thought. She said, am I scared?
I can barely hear you. Yeah, she said, are you scared? Well, we just missed pretty much everything you just said.
Slow kill program. I mean, I have that awareness. I know that.
Ugh.
I mean, we should probably wrap it up for today, but I'm down to meet again in the next couple days if you would like to do this. Excuse me again. But I know that they're trying to kill me. Like, I've had attempts made on my life. I'm not imagining it. Like, they're trying to kill me.
Yeah. Whew. Man. So,
we'll be in touch. I mean, we could probably do this in a couple of days if you have the airtime or the availability, but I mean, yeah, we can shoot for another day and hopefully we'll have better luck.
Yeah. We're going to make time for this, and we're going to find a way to make this happen. Yeah, this is too bad that we can't really have a full conversation right now. Damn. I'll tell you what.
I appreciate
stand
it.
By. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I appreciate that, but I think I'm probably just going to sign off.
All right, man. Sign off. I'll stay on for a couple more minutes and hang out with the folks. Definitely come. Figure something out. Damn, that is sad right there. Folks, you see what it is. This has been a short segment today, and it's this is kind of, it comes with the territory, you know? And one thing on the wake up is we kind of call the bullshit when we see it. That way everything is just out on the table. You know, like when there's interference, we just say it's interference. It ain't a glitch, okay? It's interference. And if nothing else, we can have these honest conversations as adults. Because, I mean, there's stuff we want to go into, like even the whole Friends of David Goldberg content. That's a whole topic in itself right there. You can devote shows to that. If y'all don't know Friends of David Goldberg, I mean, you can still type it up in YouTube and certain things will come up, but the actual page is gone. And the blog with the serious information is gone. It's been wiped off of the internet. We kind of knew it was going to happen. You know, Friends of David Goldberg, basically, yes, right. Project Pogo and Project Zypher. Project Pogo is when, okay, just in a nutshell, this whole thing, according to David Goldberg, this is a guy still trying to figure out exactly who he was, because he might have been a rabbi, or he was somebody high up in the, you know, Khazarian world. We call them Khazarian nomads on this show because we don't want the algorithms tripping out. Khazarian nomads, just put the pieces together if you don't know who we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, so David Goldberg was a Khazarian nomad, and at some point he realized he was working for the wrong side, so he started to disclose certain information. Apparently he had a White House connect who was feeding him information. Wuhan! Excuse me, folks. And this White House connect was telling them all kind of stuff, like, you know, back in May, June, or even earlier than that, I think April, May of 2019, David Goldberg was told that there was going to be that Trump was increasing the amount of troops to, it was like 100,000 or 120,000 over around Iran. So when that happened, that's when, you know, it came on a lot of people's radars. Then after that, he said there would be a false flag attack to provoke a war with Iran. And what happened? There was that daggone tanker strike. The tanker strike. Fucking oil tanker that everyone but the U.S. said was from Iran. Okay? And there was something else. Like, there are these things to provoke it. And basically, from what I understand, is, you know, Mossad working on both sides. You got Mossad in Iran and all over, because they want to provoke this war with the United States. They want to get the U.S. into a war with Iran. Drag us in there. You already know it. We're dealing with this fucking coronavirus. You know we don't have time or money or resource for another goddamn war right now. Everybody knows that. But somehow, they're still trying to go into this war with Iran. We talk about it on this network all the time. Cindy, you said, was that Wuhan or Wuha? You caught that shit? You caught that? Yeah. This, you know, they're still trying to get in this war with Iran right now. We see what's going on. I mean, come on, seven countries in 5 years, even though they didn't make that 5 years timeline, seven countries is real as hell. Because I'll even pull up right now, seven countries in 5 years. If you pull this up on your favorite search engine, it'll come up. It's from General Wesley Clark. I'm not going to play this audio right now, but I'll see if we could just list the countries that he was mentioning. Because, oh yeah, okay, so let's go down the list. Let's go down the list. This is from General Wesley Clark. He says, this is a memo, quote, this is a memo that describes how we're going to take out seven countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq, and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off with Iran. They didn't even get the order that they wanted because they got Iraq first, right? Then what happened? Then you had Somalia and Sudan went down around that time. Lebanon went down in the Arab Spring. Libya went down when these bitch-ass niggas invaded and killed Muammar Gaddafi. And then Iran. They're still trying to get this war with Iran. Just look it up, seven countries in 5 years, and you'll see that's part of the game plan. That goes all the way back to at least the 90s after the fall of the Soviet Union. That's not a new plan. But Iran, that's like the grand Don Dada of all bad guys that the U.S. wants to go to war with. And it's the U.S. and it's Israel, okay? So this guy David Goldberg was telling us about what's to come, basically. He's got this White House insider, and the things that he was talking about were so horrific. Project Pogo. Project Pogo was, I believe, the identification of anti-Israel sentiment. And if I'm incorrect about this, someone correct me. Project Pogo is the anti-Israel sentiment. Basically, and it's, in my opinion, it's not just anti-Israel. It's anybody that'll buck back, okay? Anybody that'll buck back against tyranny, especially in the United States. They have a program that they call Tag Track ID. Tag Track and ID. Yay, the plants are surviving. Yeah, he said, thank you so much for speaking on this. Hey, man, yeah, now's the time to speak on it, man. I mean, if not now, then when? This shit, you know... Nobody wants to be the one out here talking about this shit, okay? I promise you, I'd rather just be chilling off somewhere warm, not fucking with any of this, okay? I promise you. I promise you. But we're going to talk about it today, all right? So the Tag Track ID, TTID, this is the program where they're tagging and they're tracking anybody who would buck back, you know? Ted Gunderson talks about it. He talks about it, Project Endgame or Operation Endgame, okay? I believe, is it Project? I think it's Project Endgame. Either one. Basically, where they want to round up and kill some, he said, 700,000 to a few to 70 million patriots in this country, okay? That's what how Ted Gunderson described it back in the 90s and early 2000s, okay? Then you have this TTID, Tag Track ID, Project Pogo, which David Goldberg talks about. And then Project Zypher. And this is this shit, this is talking about the actual rounding up of people. That shit's horrific. Because if anything he was saying about these programs is true, too. Heaven help us. About to be some shit. You know? And this isn't to put fear into people, because, you know, it's not about that. But it's just, you know, to educate ourselves on what's going on right now. Because they're talking about some horrific shit, you know? Like, nah. Evil, right. Exactly, bro. Evil shit. Straight evil shit, you know? You think, I mean, they talk about hell in the Bible and everything, but hell might be a lot different than what we think it is, you know? Might be a lot different. I mean, talking about, okay, so going into 2020 now, because even, you know, John and I, shout out to my brother John, the Masonic Marine from the Truth Booth podcast, my co-host. He and I have spoken a lot about this, even leading up to 2020, because David Goldberg and friends of David Goldberg, they talked about how they're going to use genetically specific pathogens to start the plague. Basically, they want to wipe out several million people, like millions and millions of people. And they're going to do it through disease. So when we came into 2020 now, and we had this fucking Wuhan coronavirus, it was no surprise to the On the Wake Up family, okay? We knew this was coming. We've been ringing the alarm for as long as we've been a network, and now it appears that we're living in that time period, okay? So it is what it is. We highly recommend you go back on the archives and just listen to the shows, listen to the content, because we talk about this stuff and we give you reference points so you can go look up other things if you want to. You know, I'll even talk about in a little bit what you might want to do, but I don't have answers. I'm not going to act like I have the answers, you know? Not every conversation is meant to have a conclusion. An assessment, you know, sometimes we're just talking, okay? Sometimes we're just putting information out there, and hopefully you'll find the best thing to do about it. I mean, I say, you know, exodus from this country, but doesn't look like an exodus is happening anytime soon, huh? Nope, because they're locking down borders. People do not want Americans coming to their country right now. They don't want Westerners coming to their countries right now. You know why? Because all this fucking coronavirus that, I mean, even down in Jamaica, it got to Jamaica because of an English family, okay? It got to parts of Africa because of French tourists and Italian tourists, people from other countries. So these nations are now not looking too kindly on Westerners. They're really not. And they have an excuse not to allow people from the West to come in. Okay? So the friends of David Goldberg talk about how this was going to, you know, this process was going to begin in 2020. They were going to start with the pathogens, but it's not even just the disease that you have to watch out for, because they have the genetically specific diseases, okay? They attack certain types of people, certain genes, certain blood types, all this fucking 23andMe and Ancestry.com and all that stuff. They're just collecting your DNA and they're cataloging it, and they're finding genetically specific pathogens for that ass, okay? According to friends of David Goldberg, this is what's going on. Now, the disease will kill a lot of people. Then you have so-called patriots, these people who are on the list. If they don't get killed by the disease, then they're going to have people come kicking down their doors. They're talking about drones drilling through their windows while they're sleeping at night, blowing scopolamine into their faces and having them just walk their asses on out to the van that's waiting for them and taking them to these dumps facilities and doing horrible things to them, not killing them, keeping them perpetually alive. Mark Vincent, I'm sorry if I jack up your names. Mark Vincent, yeah, desperate acts to interfere with our spiritual evolution, but everything they do makes more people more woke. That's right. The more people who are awake, the more, you know, like, they're just going to speed up their timeline. They're going to speed up their timeline because we've been saying this too on this network, like, they're up against the ropes, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, like, as bad as it looks like it is, there's also a lot of positive developments going on. I think the whole shit, if we could just sidestep for a moment, I think the whole thing with Jeff Epstein, like, we had seen that coming for years. That whole shit, you know, that took up all of last year. The trial, like, oh, they finally got this motherfucker, and then the trial, and then he got killed. Whether he got killed or not is almost irrelevant right now, because so much information came out from the Jeff Epstein stuff, like, and these fucking judges are just holding it up in court, okay? Like, they're not releasing it because there's too many politicians and celebrities on these lists. that, like, basically it would cause some kind of worldwide collapse. You know, people would lose faith in their government because they realize that they're involved in pedophilia and fucking human trafficking and cannibalism and all this other detestable shit. So these people are up against the ropes, and they've had to speed up their timeline. You know, 2010 to 2020 was the decade of vaccination. By 2020, they wanted to have full adult vaccine compliance. What better way to have full adult vaccine compliance than a fucking pandemic? It's so convenient. Maybe in 2010, they just knew that the scientist projection said that there would be a worldwide plague in 2020, so we have to have these vaccinations. Fuck yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't believe the hype. This is why we say peep the propaganda, folks, because when you can look at the news and movies, and you can glean what's coming down the line, because these folks have to tell on themselves, okay? They have to put this content out there and tell on themselves. They have to tell you what they're gonna do to us, because they say that absolves them of their sin or something like that. That's part of their ritualistic shit. I don't know. I'm not well versed on that stuff. I just know they gotta tell on themselves. That's why you see it in the movies, okay? The fucking Hollywood and the Department of Defense are like this, okay? They have, I mean, we always talk about on this show that movie Eagle Eye with Shia LaBeouf, right? He had FBI consultants on that movie, and excuse me, he was saying that the FBI agent told him that, you know, they could listen to recordings from years back. He was like, ah, now you're crazy. The agent pulled up a random phone call that he had from 2 years prior and played it for him. Okay? So, right, thank you, the plants are surviving. Soft disclosure, yes. So, you know what I'm saying? So that's all just to say that Hollywood and the Defense Department go hand in hand with each other. All these badass military movies, these high technology movies, you have literally government consultants in there, maybe, you know, giving people a little information like, oh, no, don't do it this way, do it that way. This is more realistic. Or just might be just, you know, flat out showing them, like, you know, nothing's new under the sun. These people that make these movies, they don't, their imaginations aren't that good, okay? It's like they don't, their imaginations aren't that good. They're not just pulling the stuff out of their ass. Like, if you look at, I mean, I done learned so much stuff from movies, like watching a movie, then Googling it. I don't even want to say that word. Just looking it up on my favorite search engine and then finding out that there's way more truth to it, you know? And then, okay, I'll take a movie like Red Dawn. The remake of Red Dawn, in the beginning of that movie, they had something called, like, this is in the first, you know, minute and a half before the movie even really begins. They're showing all this, telling what's going on geopolitically. They mentioned this organization. They said the Asian Cooperation Organization. They called it the Asian or the Pacific Cooperation Organization, something like that. But because I know a little about geopolitics, I know that there is an actual body that's called the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. That shit is real. If y'all don't know what that is, then just look it up. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization. And if you know anything about geopolitics, you know that China has won geopolitics already. They won that shit and nobody told us, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? So all that to say, there's real shit in these movies. You just have to understand how to decipher it and dissect it. That's why on this network we say peep the propaganda, okay? So all this fucking pandemic propaganda, they've been beating us in the heads with this for years now, for decades, really. You remember the first Outbreak movie back in the 90s, right? First Outbreak movie. And fast forward to all the plague movies, 28 Days Later, the fucking zombie apocalypse movies, Night of the Living Dead. All these movies are telling us what they have in store for us. You see what they did in the beginning of Outbreak, where they destroyed an American city with a hydrogen bomb, okay? Hello, motherfuckers. Don't think that that's so far-fetched, you know? That shit could happen and we wouldn't even know. They tell us the neighborhood exploded. Meanwhile, they drop some fucking directed energy weapon on it, or, you know, ran all kind of energy through the, ran power through the, overloaded the smart meters and blew up houses, you know? I mean, you've seen the pictures of the communities out in California. Shout out to California. With the wildfires where everything but the trees are burnt up, you know? Where a house and the cars and all that shit melts. But then the playset, the plastic playset next to it is untouched. How's that happen? Hey, I'm a wildfire, but no trees on fire, okay? So that's just to say, like, they have a lot of different tools at their means. And they're slowly putting this grid around us. And the last thing that you're going to see is martial law, okay? The last thing you're going to see is tanks and soldiers in the streets. That's the last fucking thing you're going to see, okay? They have way other means to do stuff. So, it's friends of David Goldberg. They're talking about the disease, right? The pandemic that's going to be unleashed on the earth. But then he also warns us of the blackouts. Now, anyone that's been paying attention to this network, you know we talk about the black start drills, right? The black start drills. You remember when there was that blue light in New York City? What was it, 2017 or 2018, I believe? Where that crazy blue light, they said it was for an arc flare or some whatever the fuck. That shit started soon after Operation Liberty Eclipse, where basically this is a black start drill. It means that they are going to shut down the power grid. There's a test. This is what the drill entails. They're going to shut down the grid and then manually restart it. You got DARPA. This was began with DARPA, Plum Island, Homeland Security, Department of Energy, okay? And once they, because I don't even think they started in New York, but then it came to New York, to Plum Island, then it was to be exported to the rest of this country. So on the tail of that now, we have the Black Star drill pass, right? All that shit. But then the next year, what do they do in California? They manually cut the power off to 1 million people. 1 million fucking people just like that. People woke up to a blackout that lasted for a week. Okay? So we're hearing about all this. And then we come up on this Friends of David Goldberg content saying that they're going to be unleashing pathogens and they're going to be manually cutting off people's power, right? So we basically got through this winter okay, but the winter that we're really going to have to watch out for is winter 2020 to winter 2021. If anything they're saying is true, then you can expect people to go missing this year and especially next year. Your favorite YouTuber, prepper, social media influencer, they might be a fucking AI and still posting pictures of their family. You would never know. And this, again, I'm just repeating what was on Friends of David Goldberg. This page is gone. I hope it's not true. And I'm not trying to be a fear monger because I don't want anybody being afraid of this right here. But this is a reality, you know? We say a lot of shit, and folks that are involved in this network, and even our listeners, you know, you may speak to your family and friends about these things, and may say that's scary content. It is scary. It is a little disturbing. But at what point, you know, it's like, okay, let's say we don't talk about it, but then all of a sudden this pandemic hits, and now everybody's freaking out. You're sitting there because you're like, damn, I kind of knew this was coming. It's not to say I told you so. But you had a leg up on the situation. I've been encouraging people to have a month's worth of food for the last 20 years. Now it counts. We're about to end this segment right here, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. Your host, Kazi the Cutlass. Thank you so much to our guest, The Plants Are Surviving. Big shout out to super producer Cindy Ashby for bringing this all together. Tune in again next week for the most dangerous 2 hours in radio. Live from FEMA 2 on The Wake Up.
Heavily flawed individual.
Cindy Ashby Production.
On The Wake Up.